Hello and welcome to Birthday Skin.
It's hello.
The last Tuesday of September.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, absolutely petrifying.
This year is going too quick. I don't like it.
It's too quick. It's literally going to be your birthday before we know it, because it's just been my birthday. And I always think that
when's
Christmas
my birthday,
comes down
Charles? When is it?
The 2nd of January. 3rd.
It's the 3rd.
Sorry, I get confused because it's Antonia's birthday on the 8th.
There's nothing confusing about that.
No, it is confusing in my mind because I'm awful with numbers.
Well, you're
I've already bought your present.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
When did you get that?
This month.
Tell me more.
No.
Anyway, I'm awful. I'm awful with presents. I cannot keep a secret. I'm like, what is it?
You're awful on the receiving end of presents, but you are so great at giving presents.
Thank you.
I got some gorgeous earrings this year. The year before that, I got a gorgeous t-shirt.
I was going to say, I forgot what I got you last year.
It was the Anina Bing t-shirt.
Yes, that was good, if I do say so myself. Great I'm job. Very much, and I don't know if I've spoke about this, because I'm sure we've done an episode on gifting before. I am very much like, right, okay, if somebody's birthday is coming up, or if I'm going to buy somebody something, unless I want it to be a surprise, like a next day delivery, like, here you go, thought of you, blah, blah, blah. I really like to give the person the opportunity to tell me if there's anything that they want. So, because I always think, like, right, it's my birthday coming up. There's probably going to be some people, aka my mom, friends, who are just sat there thinking, oh, I don't know what she wants. And Cal says this to me all the time. He's like, you're really bad to buy presents for, because anything you want, you just buy it yourself. And I find that with you as well. You just buy it, which is great. But he was like, it's just really difficult. And I was like, well, when the shoe is on the other foot, I want to give the person the opportunity to be like, is there anything you want? Like, do you want anything in particular, or do you want a surprise? Because I think if there's anything that I want, I don't know, like I'll just buy it.
I've got some bad news.
Oh, what?
I've got the wrong microphone attached. So I'm going to sound like I'm in underwater, and then in about 3 seconds, I'm going to sound fantastic. Bear with me one sec.
Now I sound like I'm actually talking through a microphone. Sorry about that, folks. Yes, stunning. I agree with you, because you use your presence, and we have spoken about this before, you use your presence in a very economic way, in that you'll be like, I like this handbag, it's £500, so I'm going to get this much from this person, this much from this person, I'm going to get it, and you'll always end up with something that you want. But I like to buy gifts for people that they don't expect, because it's stuff that they would never buy themselves, but that does make it harder. And so we're the polar opposites, but I think we both appreciate our approaches.
I just think I would rather give somebody the opportunity to tell me if there's anything that they want, so that I'm spending my money on something that they are actually going to want, and not something that's probably just going to sit in a drawer. But to be fair, everyone who I buy presents for, I feel like if they said to me, no, actually, I'd like a surprise, I'd be pretty confident in being like, okay, like, that's fine. Just thought I'd give you the option. That's fine. I'll go ahead and get you a surprise.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, you bought my birthday present this month. That's quite exciting. 3rd of January,
everybody. No, wait. I say I bought you your birthday present. I bought you part of your birthday present.
Okay.
Ooh, the rest of it
more exciting.
Is TBC.
Okay. Okay. I like a little hamper present.
Might not be a whole hamper present. Anyway, what's been happening since August?
Not a lot. I can't really remember what has happened in the past month.
Summer flies by, shit happens,
really,
and you
does.
Forget what happens. But that's fine.
I went on holiday, actually.
Oh, you did? You went to Malaga?
I did a little tour down the southern coast of Spain.
Right.
It was lovely. So we went to a wedding in Marbella, which actually turned out to be the best wedding I've ever been to. It was so fun, and it's made me convinced that although I don't want to spend shitloads on a wedding when I eventually do plan one, I would love to get married abroad because everyone was just so happy. I think it's because everyone was on the holidays. Like, it was just so good. Like, we didn't pay for a single thing. The drinks were flowing.
No, hang on a sec. Rewind. You paid for your flights and your hotel.
No, at the wedding, we didn't pay for a single thing.
Yeah.
We didn't pay for drinks. We didn't pay for food. We didn't pay for anything.
Well, yeah, but I do think that if you're going to have your wedding abroad, you should honour that to your guests because they've travelled so far and spent a lot of money to get there.
It was just so good.
I agree. That's an amazing thing. I'm not trying to dampen the spirits of that. But what I am saying is the people who got married are exactly the right type of people to get married abroad because they respect that you've travelled far to see them. So I think that's a really good thing. I respect them because they've respected you. Yeah.
It was in the speeches as well. They were like, thank you so much for making the journey. But it was honestly, it was amazing. Like, so we started off in Malaga, which was lovely. Then went down to Marbella. Cal got the drunkest I have ever seen him.
And I started love that video.
Shadow boxing me when I was trying to go to bed. I was like, Callum, and he was like, trying to shadow box me with a nosebleed that I don't know where he got.
You're forgetting the crux of the combo. You need to tell the story. Go on.
So basically, right, okay, we're at this wedding. We are free bar, absolutely hammered, but I am quite a sensible drunk. So I get to a point. The next day, we're traveling to Seville and it's a long journey. So I'm like, right, okay, I don't want to be too hanging tomorrow. I've had a really good time, but it's probably time to stop now. Because, as you know, I'm really bad with a hangover. Like, I really feel sorry for myself.
You do.
So I was like, right, I'm going to just drink water from now on. And I said to Carl, like, hey, just drink this water. And every shot that was given to us after that point, I was thrown over my shoulder, which
every
I feel bad
shot.
For.
How many there shots did you do?
It was about 2-3, which I feel bad because obviously they've paid for this bar and I'm throwing it over my shoulder. But I was like, I can't. You know when you're drinking with people and they're like, shot, and you're like, no, please, like, I really don't want one. And they're like, get you one anyway. I'm like, I literally told you I don't want one, but whatever. So I'm throwing it over my shoulder. Cal's doing them. So I'm like, right, okay. Mm. Giving him water. We get home. I've kind of sobered up by this point. So I'm in the bathroom, taking off my makeup, being responsible.
Good girl.
He comes in, he's got blood dripping down his face from his nose. And
sorry.
I'm like, Callum.
Wait, people that don't know Cal, this is so off-brand. He's literally a saint and he's just like a completely normal guy. Not like, don't get the image of like a guy from Preston who starts fights and is like an angry man who's just a bit of a dick. No, that is not Cal at all.
Me and Cal literally like, I'm trying to think. He wanted to get into whiskey. This is a story that just explains the kind of person. He wanted to get into whiskey because he was like, I quite like the taste, but like, I'm not quite there yet. So we followed somebody on Instagram who gave you tips on what whiskeys to start on and how to make them more desirable and like drinkable. So he started buying whiskeys and putting shots of water in them and ice cubes. Like,
that's normal,
he's just,
yeah.
He's just so, he's pure. Like,
he's
he doesn't drink
human.
That much. Yeah, like,
so
he's
anyway,
not rowdy.
He comes in with a nosebleed.
He comes in with a nosebleed. And I'm like, Carl, like, what the hell? Like, how have you got that? What have you been doing? And he's just laughing. And I'm trying to wipe his face with a bit of micellar water to get this blood off. And he just starts trying to shadow box me. And I'm like, Callum. So I get into bed and he falls asleep on the bathroom floor and he's just throwing up all night. And the next day, I've never seen anything like it. It was awful.
Oh, well, serves him right. For shadow
serves
boxing
him
you
right.
With a nosebleed.
Serves him right. And then we went to Seville and it was lovely.
Wonderful. I went to Sicily for my 29th birthday. I am
gorgeous.
In the last year of my 20s. It's very exciting. And I'm hoping it's going to be the most fun year yet. But I also realise how much of a cliche that sounds like when I say it out loud. So
this is going to be my best year yet.
Help me. There's
she's
a big.
She's nearly 30.
She's had Botox already. Woohoo!
Whereas I, on January 3rd, I'm only 27.
Bitch.
I'm only 27.
I'm only 27.
Darling. There's a big topic at hand today, and this is, we're not going to clash, but we are going to share opinions that I think you are a marketer's dream. And I don't know if it's because you're a designer and you have worked on beauty brands before, but you are the prime suspect for a goddamn beauty advent calendar.
You say this, but I've never had one. I've always just admired from afar.
You have admired from afar, but I've got so much stuff to get annoyed about. If I ran either a brand or a company like Space NK, like a retailer, a beauty retailer, I obviously would do an advent calendar, because I would literally be rubbing my hands together thinking, oh my God, all of these people that want to buy a beauty advent calendar. However, I do appreciate that if you like a lot of the stuff in it, then it might end up saving you money. But we need to break it down, because yesterday or the other day, you said to me, tell me I don't need the Space NK beauty advent calendar. I was like, I don't even want to look at it. I don't know what's in it. I genuinely don't. But how much is it?
£215.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry. Fucking mental. 200.
It is for an advent calendar. Like, an advent calendar. I'm happy with the really shit cheap ones that taste like...
Give me dairy milk for £3.99 or whatever they are. That's actually quite expensive. Maybe £2, £1.
Advent calendars aren't cheap anymore, you know.
Yeah. Okay,
Tony's Chocolonely one, and it was £15 last year.
Well, that is expensive chocolate, but for good reason. Anyway.
Yeah, it's bloody delicious.
You tell me, what was it, 250 or 215?
215.
Go on, tell me what's in it very quickly. You've got 20. And actually, before we start, where does it go up to? Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Because you can absolutely do one if it's going up to Christmas Eve. I want Christmas something on Christmas Day. Okay, fine.
Christmas Day.
Go on.
Okay, right. So, it is...
Also, wait, before you start, we know what is in an advent calendar. This point I'm about to make is so stupid, I'm almost regretting saying it. But you want a surprise in an advent calendar. I almost want this to be a gift. I want you to say I've spent £215 on... Think about that. If you were to buy me that, you'd be spending £215 on me, and I would get a surprise every day. But now you know what's in it, obviously.
I do think that an advent calendar, should be a surprise. But then also, if you are going to drop
£215
on something, you're going to want to know what you're buying. Let me get the tab up. Right, so it's £215, but it's actually worth £770. And in that, it gives you
just to interrupt one more time. Can you just say the product and full size, or what the mill is? If it's full size, tell us it's full size. If it's not, we'll presume it's a mini.
Okay. So it gives you a day-by-day breakdown of what you're going to get each day.
That's even worse. Just like, it's going to be on, because then I know that on the 12th of December, I'm getting a mini Paula's Choice.
Right. So, set contains. I don't know how to pronounce half these things.
That's a bad start.
Paula's Choice BHA Liquid Exfoliant, which we love full size.
Literally, I have no idea what's in this fucking calendar. And the first thing I say as an example is the thing on day one. Okay, great. Is it full size?
Yeah, full size.
Okay, fair.
Is it Necessaire?
Yeah.
Hand cream fragrance free, full size. Charlotte Tilbury Matte Revolution Lipstick Pillow Talk, full size. Summer Friday CC Me Serum, full size. La Mer Moisturising Cream, 7ml. Obviously not full size.
7! Obviously.
Quarterly Vinegar Something Something Ease Instant Detox Mask, full size. Drunk Elephant Wonder Wild Miracle Butter, 5ml. Olaplex No. 3 Hair Perfect, full size. Hourglass Veil Translucent Setting Powder, 2 grams. What? 2 fucking grams? Drunk Elephant Cream, 15ml. Dr. Barbara Strum Hyaluronic Serum. Some squalane and vitamin C rose oil, which looks really nice, but I'm not even going to attempt to say the brand because I'll probably butcher it. But I have wanted to try that for a while. 12 mil. Ultraviolet SPF Supreme Scream Hydrating Facial Sunscreen, full size. I do really want to try that.
I have that. It is wonderful, I will say. Carry on.
Space NK Voyage Body Wash, full size. Rare Beauty Perfect Strokes Universal Volumizer Mascara 3mm. Which would be very good for going on holiday. Good small mascara.
Yeah, carry on.
Fresh Soy Face Cleanser Full Size. Oh, you're not going to like this one. Jules Von Hepp Hair Complete Air Dry Cream 20mm.
Mm.
Living Proof Perfect Hair Day Shampoo 50mm. The Ordinary Niacinamide and Zinc Full Size. Sicily Paris Black Rose Cream Mask 10mm. Sicily Paris Black Rose Skin Infusion Cream 10mm. Laura Mercier Caviar Stick Eye Colour Matte Au Natural Full Size. Bum Bum Cream 10-5mm. Sunday Riley, CEO Vitamin Rich Hydration Cream, 50mm. Dr. Dennis Gross, Peels, 3 packs. Melanin Goetz Lip Moisturizer, full size. Medicate Crystal Retinol 3, full size. Rose Ink Blush and something to do with your cheeks, full size. Joe Loves Snowflake, which is a candle. some other face oil, and then a dewy scrumbean? A dewy skin cream.
Fucking hell.
By Tatcha.
Right. What I will say is that is way better than I expected. I can see why it's £215 because you've got so many full-size products.
You've got a lot of full-size products.
The ones that stand out are the not the hand cream. I've been that off. I don't know why I'm remembering that. Paula's Choice full-size, fine. That's like £30. Ultraviolet sun cream, SPF, decent. That's like £30.
The Medicate as well.
What was the Medicate thing? Retinol?
Sorry, let me find it again. Yep. Crystal Retinol 3 full size.
Yeah, that's expensive, that one. Right. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that is definitely, there's enough full size products in there and decent ones to be worth the money. But what I will say, and this is the argument that I was making to you, you were like, I really want it. And I was like, if you had £215 to spend on a skincare routine and some hair care and maybe some perfume, you could get exactly what you want, everything full size, and you wouldn't have to be risking your skin, you wouldn't have to be compromising on what you actually want. Like, you could, everything that you've got, like the minis of, like, fair enough, the Sisley stuff is really expensive, and sometimes I do think I would love it if it was more affordable to be able to try, because you can't buy minis. Fine. However, on one side of that is, if you really like it and it's really expensive, then that happened to us with Allies of Skin. We had that product that they sent us for free and I was like, shit, this is really good, and now I want it, and it's £110. Can't afford to buy that. But also, if your skin doesn't agree with it, there's not enough of a mini bottle for you to try like a retinol or something. I know the Medicate one is like a full size thing, but there's not enough in there for you to be able to notice the difference of it. And the chances are, every day for 25 days, you're going to be trying a different product. Yeah, some of them are hair care, some of them are just like a hand cream, fine. But I think you're going to be trying a lot of products in a short period of time where you're not going to know what's actually working because you're trying so many things. And the other thing is that you might find that the Medicate serum is doing really well, but what, like those Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads, you can get three packs for £19. So that's technically a full size mini pack. We love them, but if you're trying that alongside the retinol and using both every night and you don't know what you're meant to be using when, your skin is going to be so upset, and then you're going to be slapping on a face mask and everything else. Plus, the other, not necessarily this one, but so many of the minis, and it's the reason why I don't agree with like the subscription boxes for, like, I don't know what they're called. I can't think of any name, like brand names, and maybe
like
I don't want to name.
Birchbox,
that sort of thing. It's so wasteful. It's so much plastic. And honestly, tell me how many times you've got to the bottom of a miniature product and then gone and bought something in full size. It's just a way of making loads of money off of really small products, like 7mm. La Mer, are you really going to use a 7mm of a product and be like, yes, I'm going to spend £200 on that? Like, if you really want to spend £215 and you really love La Mer, you'd be better off spending £215 on your moisturiser than on a box of products where you'd be like, okay, well, I like the ultraviolet SPF and I like the Paula's Choice and I like the La Mer. You spend the £200 on La Mer and you spend £60 on 2 full-size products you actually like. Plus, it's going to be Black Friday where it'll all be cheaper anyway.
I do just think with the Space NK one, I quite like that it's a good mix and mainly skincare and a bit of hair care and like hand cream in there, because quite a lot of them as well include like some shite eyeshadow palette that you're never going to use.
True. And actually, an argument for it is that if you were to get that product and you thought, I need a stocking filler, or I just need a little something to give to someone, you've got literally 20 days of gifts before you need to start panicking. Like, you could give, your mum loves La Mer. If you're like, I'm not asked about that, she might quite appreciate a miniature La Mer moisturizer. Or you know that you don't particularly, your skin type isn't the same as mine, and you've got your SPF that you know is better suited to my skin. You might be like, there's 30 quid on Charlie that is actually not £30 you've spent. So it could be a good way of looking at it like that.
Yeah, it's, and there's so also expensive. Like, it is expensive. I do quite like that they've popped a candle in there. That's quite nice.
Yeah. How big is it? How many grams is the candle? How many grams is the candle?
70 grams.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
That's like a diptyque size, isn't it?
No, like, no, it's the diptyques, that's a mini diptyque one, I think, because this big one is a 300 gram candle. I can't. Let me see how big that is compared to diptyque, because I feel like everybody that listens to this podcast knows candle sizes with diptyque. So
I'm looking, I've got three on my shelf right now that all go up in high order. One and sec. The middle one is that 300 gram one. The one below that is the seven. Oh no, because you can get 190 gram, can't you?
Yeah, this is 70, the small one.
Yeah, and I've got that one normal in lavender in my bedroom.
The normal size is 190 or 180 or whatever.
I'll never forget when I ordered from, again, Space NK, and it was like, oh, buy a diptyque candle and get another one free. And it was like, I didn't read the terms and conditions. And when it came, it was a 35 gram candle, and it's literally small enough to fit in a fucking doll's house.
I got one when I bought my perfume when I went to Paris. I bought my mum a hand cream. I bought two candles and a perfume, and she was like, oh my god, I'll put a free candle in there, thinking it would be like the 70 gram small one. It was the 35 gram absolute tiny. I was like, oh wow, thank you, so generous to say I've just spent £1,000 in your goddamn shop. Obviously it wasn't that much, but anyway,
I was gonna say, bloody hell.
I think, long story short, I personally would never spend 200. I know this is an expensive one as well. Like, we are using high end of the market.
Like, Look Fantastics is 95, and they do bloody discounts left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
And it depends what you want as well. Like, Lush do one. Lush do one, and it is.
Yeah, that's actually fair.
Lush is 185, so that's not too cheap.
But I bet they're all full size. I bet every product of Lush is full size because it's an in brand. Like,
Kiehl's have their own advent calendar. Again, some things are testers. But the thing I will say about getting testers, and I know this isn't the point of them, but I quite like having smaller things like samples and stuff for when I do go on holiday, and I can only take hand luggage, and then I can use those little pots. But it's also a lot of money to pay just to be able to have smaller versions of things.
Yeah, and how often do you go on holiday to need that?
Not that
anyway,
often.
I think my final verdict on the Space NK one is it's only going to be worth the money if you add up, how much is it worth?
770.
Right, well, there you go. If you're thinking, I know Julie wants an SPF, here's the ultraviolet. I know Amy would like a candle stocking filler, or I need to bulk out her present. Jess wants a rose ink blusher that's full size. I know this person would really like to try the JVN hair cream. If you've got all of that and you're thinking, okay, I can actually save a bit of money, it's worth it, and you want to try a few things yourself. But I think if you've got £215 to spend around Christmas on yourself, then you know what? Go and do it. But I do think,
Advent calendar, like, they're not to be that expensive. They're just so ridiculous. Like, I'd spend like £5 on a chocolate one. Like, when did advent calendars become so luxury?
Well,
like,
that's the thing. Well, they were a novelty for a while, and I still think they are to an extent, but I just think they're a really good way of brands making money on very small value items, and I think it's sometimes a bit unfair. But I am also quite skeptical with stuff like this. I'm always the one that approaches skincare with like quite a skeptical mind, even though that's not my personality. So I feel like I have torn to shreds one of the most expensive ones on the market. What's one of the, because I literally don't even pay any attention to them, what are some of the more affordable options, and do we think it's worth it?
See, I think it just depends on what it is that you want from something. Like, do you want more skincare? Do you want more makeup? Because they do have the ASOS one, which is face and body. So that is like, that's got, I've got it up now. It's got makeup in it. It's got a little jade roller. It's got a neon candle. Like, it's got scrunchies, sheet masks. But I don't, it's £85, but quite a lot of the things are minis, like you say.
It's just a lot of packaging. I don't know. I'm getting sick of hearing it of myself, to be honest. I'm just dubious about them. I just don't think that they're really that worth it. Just, but like you said the other day, I've got the Fern perfume for the first time. We've spoken about it on, I think, the last podcast, and you were like, is it worth the £80? Do I want to keep it? It smells nice. I do kind of like it. Would you rather have £80 in your bank account? Like, genuinely think about that. Would you rather have £215, £180, whatever, £80 in your bank account around Christmas? Yes or no? You could go and treat yourself to something that's still really bougie for £150 and have left over.
I do just think when you said that to me, though, about the £80, when you were like, would you rather have that in your bank? I was like, I'd probably just spend it on shit.
Yeah, true. But if you can afford it, then yeah.
I do quite like it, the new Firm. It's quite nice. It's like fruity, but not too sweet. I kind of sprayed it on the little sample stick that they gave and left it in my kitchen. I just keep coming back to it every now and then. I'm not sure what the returns window is, so I might just keep having a wee sniff and seeing if it...
A wee sniff? You can keep the testers, yeah. There was another topic. Are we done with calendars now? Have I slagged them off enough for us to stop talking about them?
Yes, I think you have.
Great. If anybody wants to buy me a calendar, just buy me like 7 Diptyque candles, or one of everything. Thank you. One thing I will say is this year is the first year where I've decided I am going to treat myself to the Christmas Diptyque candle, because fuck it, I've wanted them for the last 5 years and I've never bought them. So this year it's going to happen.
Why have you never bought them?
I don't know. I genuinely can't answer that question. I think it's because I buy the normal candles and I'm like, I can light any time of the year. And I think I get a bit scared of the Christmas ones in case I don't actually like them when they burn.
Yeah, and I can imagine they're all very fragrant.
Yeah, and around Christmas I could just do without spending £80 on myself or whatever it is. So there was another thing we wanted to talk about on today's episode, which was spot patches. That before we go on to that, we have a very good friend called Claudia Mirallegro, and she is the most stunning human on earth. And she is a yoga teacher. I think we've spoken about her before. Her Instagram handle is literally Mirallegro, if you want to go check out how gorgeous she is. And she dragged me to a Barry's class on Friday. It was exactly as hellish as you could ever imagine it to be. And she, after the class, we were just getting our stuff, and she's like, oh my God, I forgot I needed to message you the other day about this new skincare thing that my friend was telling me about. And I was like, oh, like, obviously ears pricked up. I was like, oh, what is it? And she goes, my friend is washing her skincare routine, is washing her face with her urine, her piss.
I can't really imagine Claudia going, she's washing her face with her own piss.
She didn't. And I might actually edit that. I might edit
How?
That out. I know. Honestly, this is how. So I don't know whether she like rinses her face before, but in the morning, you know when you do like, so you know like the first bit of your pee is full of proteins and whatnot, which is the reason why if you do a pregnancy test, we've all done one, girls, you have to get the first bit of the flow of your pee because that's where all the hormones are.
In the morning?
It can be whenever when you do a pregnancy test.
Oh, do you mean the first bit of the wee, or are you on about your wee in the morning?
No, I'm talking about when you go for a wee full stop, the first part of the flow is what holds all of the hormones and the proteins that tell whether you're pregnant or not. So when you go to do a pregnancy test and it's like catch the first part of the flow, that's really important. Otherwise, you can get a false result. Whether it's false negative or false positive, it's not accurate. So Claudia was like, when she has to do, like, get the first part of the flow out and done, and then she gets a swab or like a cotton bud and she holds it under her flow after she's done the first bit, like mid flow, she puts the cotton bud underneath, the cotton bud gets wet, and then she wipes it around her face.
Why? No, I don't like that. Why and would you do that?
I don't know. It's really hard to... She was telling me, this woman does it, and she obviously gets benefit from it. I actually don't know the person does it. Claudia was just telling me about it. But the thing is that we've spoken about it before on the podcast in terms of making a new product and why it's so expensive and how long it takes with different guests that we've had on. If you've not heard those episodes... Basically, it's so expensive to get a product to market, and it takes such a long time because you have to test not only all of the individual ingredients have been tested, but then you need to test the efficacy of them all together and to make sure they're not going to cause an adverse result. Obviously, to make sure it's a nice product, it's got the right texture, the right color, etc., etc. And it'll go through all of these processes, which can be kind of made longer by if you need it to be vegan, if you need it to be like cruelty free, etc. And all of those tests are done as part of the budget under the product being made. So you will say it's going to cost this much to get the product to testing stage. It's going to cost it this much to get to market, provided you pass the tests. Obviously, nobody can run product tests. Nobody can actually market your own Wii. Nobody can actually market any part of what you are producing. And therefore, there aren't any tests done. And in turn, there isn't any research done. So we can say hyaluronic acid holds X amount its own weight in water because there's been so many research tests, labs look into it that you can confidently say it's had this, like this is the result of using hyaluronic acid. But because nobody can sell a product off of your pee, There's no money to be made in testing whether it's actually a viable product, not product, but like way of looking after your skin. So it's like a real, I don't know, like it's such an interesting topic because you can't prove or disprove it because no one's going to put budget behind running all of the tests. But it's also fucking gross. Like, can I don't you like actually that. Imagine? But then... Like, she did make the point of the vampire facial thing, like, taking the blood and then putting it back onto your skin does have benefits to it. And I think there's studies into that because people have, like, bought into the products that you need to be able to, like, scientifically do it and do it hygienically. But don't you think that's mad?
Well, I just gave it a little Google and not that I'm actually going to try it anyway, but apparently it's an ancient Eastern tradition believed to heal external ailments using the body's natural antibodies released in urine. And apparently, from dermatologist Joshua Zichner, it's sterile, antimicrobial, and has anti-inflammatory properties.
Yeah.
But still, I ain't going to do it. And then someone's commented on the Refinery 29 article that I just read that in, saying, been doing this for years. I'm 75. I've got skin like I'm 55. Not as stupid as you think it is. Oh. And then someone's also put, I wash my face with my own urine every day and I drink it.
Yeah, I've also heard that the drinking, Claudia also said that the drinking thing apparently is a thing.
Why would you want to drink your own piss?
I don't know. Claudia said that the girl that does it is very kind of, I don't know how to say it politely. Quite hippie. And Claudia is very hippie. And she said that this girl is hippier than her. So, I mean,
you wouldn't have to buy a Space NK advent calendar if your skin's all right off you, something that your body produces for free anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. So,
you're going to try it, Charles? Your own facials?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely fucking not. Your snail trail, I'm urine facial. Urine.
I think I'd rather be snail trail.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd definitely rather be snail trail.
No, a snail trail is produced from a bug or a disgusting, slimy, rotten little thing that crawls across the pavement.
You leave my snail trail alone. Bloody hell, I'm tired.
Yeah.
But that, I don't like that. I really don't.
No, me either. So anyway, that was what I was going to say, but maybe you wouldn't need spot patches if you wash your face with your own pee. Who knows?
Maybe
I'm not one to find
out. I was going to say, maybe one of us, aka you, should test it out.
Yeah.
For the purposes of the pod and see if it actually works. But
I think
everybody listening to this, knows that we are probably not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. I think I'm going to give it a miss. But it's interesting. So, spot patches.
Yes. How do they work?
I don't know how I feel about spot patches. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm so negative today.
I know. Bloody hell. Someone's woken up on the wrong side of the bed.
I know.
So, the way they're meant to work...
Go on.
...is by absorbing any drainage from the spot and then covering the wound to kind of like... prevent any further trauma. But this was my issue with them. Like, I've only ever tried Zitsticker because they were gifted to us, but yeah. I always just felt like the window of using them was so narrow, because you'd have to use it when it's like a brand new, like emerging spot, wouldn't you? You couldn't use it if you'd already popped it. But normally sometimes I wake up in the morning and I've got a new spot, and I think if I was to use a Zitsticker, I should have put it on last night when I didn't even realise I had anything forming.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time my spots do form overnight, not just during the day. It's overnight when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I actually agree with that, because I feel like sometimes, depending on the type of spot, there are literally different types of spot, like we know, like the pustules, whiteheads, blackheads, like whatever. If I can feel an under skin spot come in maybe 2 days before it actually rears its ugly fucking head, but I can get a little white head or a black head really quickly and I'm like, bam, got it, done. And I feel like I've only ever tried Zitsticker, and what I will say is that I really liked the fact that they made the spot way less obvious.
Yeah, so
Yeah, like I don't think anybody from afar, especially if you were to do it cleverly with makeup. I had a really big spot for a Christmas party once, and I was like, oh, if I had a zit sticker, I would wear it and then I would do my makeup over it, if that makes sense. Because it was so easy. It was small. It was like, it was better than anything I could do with concealer because it was so goddamn gross. But I don't think it actually made any difference to the spot itself, and that is just my thinking. However, I do have dry skin, and when I do get a spot, I get a spot that is very hard to cover, because as soon as I put makeup on, it's flaky, like there's a lot of dry skin over it always. It's never like a smooth thing. So I feel like when people, I have to hydrate the spot in order to be able to put makeup on it and actually effectively cover it. Otherwise it gets crusty and loads of makeup gets stuck under it and it looks disgusting and way more obvious than if I just left it red.
Yeah, I get that. The thing, I actually do quite like them, but I've not used them that much because, like I said, the window I feel is quite small. But, like, I do feel like you can see it working. Have you ever put one on and then noticed that it's gone, like, white?
Yes.
That's like it drawing everything out, which I actually do quite like. But
is it actually drawing stuff out? Like, I don't know if that's just the effect or that's what happens when you've been, like, you know, when you wear a plaster and then you take the plaster off and your skin's gone white underneath.
Yeah.
Because it's not had any oxygen. Like, is that just a result of what the product does naturally? Yeah. Or is it because it's doing something? I don't know.
I do think with spot patches, though, and the majority of them, that if you wanted to give them a try, a lot of them are affordable. Like, it's not as if we're dissing something that's, you know, like, we're debating something that's, like, ridiculously expensive. Yeah. And we're like, oh, well, I mean, we're not that bothered, but you can go and try it, knowing full well that it's quite unachievable for people. Like, if you do actually want to give them a try, then go ahead. There are loads of brands out there now, aren't there? I think when we first tried Zit Sticker, they were quite new.
It was the only thing on the market, yeah.
Now there's, like, the little star ones.
There's actually that.
There's the Corsix ones. There's loads.
There's loads of them. And what we're talking about is, like, one spot, like one pimple here or there or whatever. There are people with, like, severe acne where one pimple sticker is going to do absolutely nothing. And I think it's Zit Sticker. I'm sure it is. I'm sorry to whatever brand it is if it's not Zit Sticker and I'm saying that it is.
What, they do the multiple masks?
Yeah, so they do masks. So, like you would treat your under eyes, like you'd put an eye mask on and put, like, the little gel pads underneath.
Yeah.
That is a version, basically, of what the Zit Sticker or the spot product is doing. So you can put one on your forehead, you can put it on your chin, you could put it on your nose, you can put it, like, there's all different ones that you can use to
I like that.
I think that's quite a good idea if you know you've got a problem area.
That is a good idea. What I liked about Zit Sticker as well is, and again, I'll say I've not tried any other brand, but they came with, like, a little wipe to make sure the area was clean and stuff first, because obviously like, you want to be hygienic about it, don't you?
I completely agree. And I think the other thing with them is that the product that they have on them, I am not doubting that the product that they are putting onto your skin is definitely helpful for acne, in that if you've got little whiteheads, like little bumps or whatever, or blackheads on your nose, if you were to put those patches over that area, you are using the right product that is going to help you to exfoliate, or it's going to help you to get rid of any dead skin cells. However, the only thing is that they aren't going to work instantly. I'm only dubious about them getting rid of a spot faster than the spot would get rid of itself. So I think it's useful for preventative to prevent acne. But I don't necessarily think that it's useful once you've got the spot. And I do think that there are, maybe you particularly like the Zit Sticker forehead thing, if you know that's a problem area, but I do think that there are things that you could do with your routine that would prevent the acne in the first place. So I think there's other things that you can do to prevent the spots from being there in the first place, but I always say that because I don't know, I feel like I've found a routine that genuinely really works for my skin now, and I'm rarely getting spots. That I don't know, maybe we do that on another episode, like how do you find the right routine for yourself? If you actually think that's going to be a useful episode, then please do let us know. But I don't know, I don't feel like they're a staple part of my skincare routine.
No, they're not for me either. I just know they're quite trendy now, aren't they?
Yeah, and I like the star ones. We know how much I love a star.
Yes.
So, I think that's everything.
What's going on in the next month for you, Charles?
Well, I've got the first 30th birthday party of my friendship group, which I'm really excited about, in a couple of weeks. So, we're going for a weekend away. We're going to Preston in the countryside. Yeah.
What?
I don't know about.
What, like around?
It's like a country. It's like a country house, yeah. In Preston somewhere, and it's I don't actually know exactly where, but
you'll have to send me the link afterwards and I'll have a look how close it is to me, but that'll be lovely.
we're going to have a Wimbledon competition because there's a tennis court. I think there might be a swimming pool. It's like a big country house. So we're doing a murder mystery. That's the main event.
Oh, I bloody love a murder mystery.
Yeah. And then what else is happening? I've got some friends coming to stay, but I think that's actually November. And I'm probably just going to try and save loads of money because I overspent this month.
I've got my hair booked in a few weeks. My hair, which I'm excited to get done, but it's very spinny. I have coming up my... I've got a lot of dentist appointments because I'm going to get some Invisalign. Yes, there's that. Then there is also... my friend is going to Australia for at least... minimum 6 months, so she's having a leave-in due, and I'm very sad to see her go. She's been talking about this for years, but I am very sad.
Now she can finally do it. I'm guessing COVID held that back.
Yeah, I think just money as well, like saving up and stuff. And is it called a sabbatical when your employer lets you fuck off for a bit?
Well, it's a sabbatical if they let you fuck off and they still pay you, but I don't know what it's just called, a unpaid holiday. If you don't get paid and they let they might be saying it's an unpaid holiday, it's like an extra day or two.
Go, but you can come back and have your job.
Yeah. An unpaid sabbatical.
She's having an unpaid sabbatical. So that is her, it's her leaving due in a few weeks. So I'm going to get lit.
Lit. You're going to start getting nosebleeds and start shadow boxing Cal. You should.
Yeah, when I come
home.
If
you weren't planning on it.
I shall. I will do that. And I'll let you know how that goes. But other than that, I'm quite glad October looks pretty free. Oh, it's Funny's first birthday.
Oh, my God. My darling soldier.
She's going to be one.
Love.
My darling girl.
Darling angel.
Well, and that is that, really.
That is that. Happy final Tuesday of the month to our wonderful
next
listeners.
Next time we talk, it's going to be nearly November. I mean, not talk in general, because obviously we talk every day, but talk for the pod.
Yeah. And we'll be doing our annual Here's What to Buy for Christmas, because we can't think of any other content ideas.
Anybody's got anything they would like us to discuss, then please let us know. I have quite enjoyed this ep, though, where it's just a bit more of a chit-chat about things.
Yeah, me too. And there might be more goss next time.
Won't be coming from me. My life's boring. Coming from you.
My life's darling. Not boring, but I wish it was.
No, mine is so boring.
Well, that's it for this month. We love you loads. Yeah. Do let us know if you think it would be useful to do an episode about actually genuinely how to find your correct skincare routine, because I think it's good for people to know what's wrong. And we did it a while ago, didn't we? But maybe we need a refresher.
Yeah, things change, don't they?
Yeah. So we'll see you in October.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.